为我们的弟兄姐妹都祷告啊，包括来的这些英文的弟兄姐妹啊，家里面都有很大的一些需要啊，所以我们继续的为他们祷告。我相信新的一年呢，神给我们真的是我们有一个新的新的就是心里面一个新的意向，这个意向就是跟主更加的亲近，旧事已过都是新的了，我们有这样一个心智在我们的里面啊，我觉得这是非常非常的重要。明年呢，除旧迎新啊。那我在这个之前呢，我们先有两件事情要宣布一下。第一件事情呢，就是说我们的孩童呢，这里有些孩童都是大概3、4岁、15岁的啊，就是说需要有一些人来帮助，来在主日的时候呢，能够来照顾，让他们的母亲们呢能够有机会来听到。那有几个母亲，我问我说你进来听到？他说我就在个窗户里面看着，我很想进来，但进来也很早，但外面也没有麦克风，所以呢，就是我们你祷告有感动的话，你来给我讲，我们安排一下录制啊，或者是一段时间也可以，也不是说你就是一来就是一辈子的事情。一段时间有 commitment 啊，就是我们安排啊，我觉得教会这一段时间呢，好多的更新，一些新的人啊来啊，有一些人又不在我们教会，就是服侍着我们教会，所以我们希望呢，有一些人能够来帮助，包括我们的孩子们呢，很快上大学去了，那就是有一些我们希望呢，有一些人能够来帮助，带这些孩子们能够。一方面让他们有一些学习，另一方面呢，让母亲们、父母们能够来听到。我们为这个事情也祷告好吧。主啊，圣灵，我们再次的交在你的手上。主啊，我们把主日学，我们的儿童主日学交在你的手上。我们再次的相信，主啊，你的应许。主啊，我们也再次的祷告，为每一个家长也来祷告。主啊，家长是我们孩子们的这个权柄和遮盖，在这个过程里面，主啊。这样的主要赐给每一个家长智慧，在主日的时候，主要我们也一起来在主里面来教养我们的孩子们，主要成为一个属灵的家，我们每一个人贡献我们的一份。主要你请把感动放在弟兄姐妹的心里面来服侍的时候，服侍这些孩子的时候，真的是你的灵来感动，心甘情愿的来摆上。你说有给的就有被给的，你说会上前下流的来赐给每一个服侍的人，谢谢你，奉主耶稣的名， Amen。 另一个呢，我们的Ruth 的妈妈也是泰妈妈呢，她会很快回新加坡，她在我们中间很长一段时间，回新加坡以后呢，很可能来的机会也就不多，那他们全家都会帮到那边去，所以我们今天呢特别的要为她来祝福，她在我们中间非常的忠心，每一个星期天呢都来要为我们的一直在祷告，真的要感谢主，我们老一辈在我们的中间为我们祷告。我听赵牧师常常讲，就是说他之所以今天能够这样去服侍，是因为过去有好多老人家为他祷告，他的妈妈是最忠心的一个，还有这个露西斯母的妈妈，这些人一直就为他祷告，就为他祷告。他讲到一个故事，那时候有一些老年人呢在那边打麻将，打麻将牧师就去讲，问他们为什么这样浪费你们时间呢，在麻将桌上面。结果他没想到这些老人家很听他的话，突然就不打了，都给变成带道者，都来求教会机会，他很感动，这些后来都成为他的这个忠实的带道者。我们的太妈妈在这里也是，就一直在带头。我们中间的老人家，这是我们的福分，真的是。所以我们今天呢，先为他的一个祷告，好不好？我们可以弟兄姐妹周围的可以安守在他的身上，对吧？我们也可以伸手在伸过来，就是为他来祷告。我们还是有机会去新加坡去看望他。继续为他的家里面的人也祷告特别是他的大儿子也需要很多的祷告。主啊，圣灵，我们再次的来感谢你，我们赞美你，我为的妈妈在我们中间也献上感恩，主啊，知道他那样的爱你， 说啊，他其实听国语，好多时候是不是全能听懂，说他从一个来到我们的教会，一直在这个地方衷心的站立在他的位置上，说对我们是一个多么大的鼓励，说我们再次的说，主啊，你祝福他，在要来的日子里面，主啊，日子如何，力量就如何，主啊，就像摩西一样，主啊，当你呼召他走上那条道路的时候，主啊，你就他赐给他同样的力量，主啊，我们再次的祝福他，心灵的健壮，身体的健康，和儿女家次的兴旺，主啊，我们再次的说，因着他的祷告，他的儿女，主啊，都会蒙你的祝福而苏，主啊，因着他的祷告，我们的教会也必然会受祝福，主啊，我们谢谢你。谢谢你过去把他拆到我们的中间，成为我们的家人，这家人是永远的家人，主啊，使得主我们虽然可能以后的日子啊，主我们在很遥远的地方相隔大远，但是主我们在心灵里面都是主里的弟兄姐妹一家人，我们彼此要来纪念主啊，而且真的我相信主会允许我们在你来的日子之前，让我们彼此还是有见面的机会，能够述说你的恩典，主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐给他平安的路途，奉主耶稣的名，感谢主，我们中间年纪大的，我们特别尊重他。接着我们集体的祷告呢，神会来成就这一切啊！我们不要放弃啊，也不要气馁，我们做我们当做的事情。所以我们再次的我也觉着大家起立，我们为一些事情，我们先带到主的面前。有些事情我可能没有想到，等一会儿我们分组的时候，我们继续再祷告。神啊，神在中，再次的主啊，把我们家里的问题都带到你的。主啊，在我们看来是一个问题，在你看来是一个荣耀你名的一个机会，主啊，让你的大能要来彰显。主啊，我们再次的说，主啊，是的，主，你在这些事情上面来做主做王，我们再次的来相信你的应许。主啊，耶稣基督已经一切付上了一切的代价，所有的代价，所有的咒诅都已经除去了，在十字架上说成了。成了，那救恩的大功已经成了，主啊，不需要我们再次来承受咒诅的后果、罪的后果。主啊，我们再次的说，主啊，我们承认我们是罪人，当然我们也承认你是我们的救主，你是大能的主。主啊，承认你的宝血已经洗净我们一切的罪，那罪的毒根已经拔走了，撒旦的权势已经解除了。你说撒旦已经从天上摔下来了。哈利路亚，主，我们感谢你们，赞美你，主，我们再次把我们的亲人都仰望在你的手上，主，我们再次的宣告，没有一个落下的，没有一个退后的，没有一个是撒旦的掳物，主，我们宣告，主，我们的儿女，我们的亲人都是属耶稣的，是永生神的儿女，主，我们再次的献上我们的感恩。哈利路亚，是的，主，他们都是未来属灵的家人，包括我们的亲友们， 主，我们再次的说，主，我们的难处都带到你的面前。主啊，你现在可以把一些你的难处带到主的面前，我们要来祷告。一两分钟你就祷告，烧到了哈巴一地，上到了哈巴一地，烧到了哈巴一地，那里个地方。主啊，是的，主，主啊，是的，主，我特别的把我的岳母也带到你圣的宝座面前，主啊，你亲自来安慰医治他，谢谢你给他在医院里面有一个床位，主啊，有一个房间可以来住，主啊，你继续的带领他的晚年，主啊，在病床上面，主啊，我们祈求你来医治他，安慰他，主啊，你也赐给他一个信心，主啊，在他这一段日子里面，主啊，不断的你和他亲近，主啊，你的同在缠绕着、环绕着他，主啊，是的，主，我们把艾斯特的一家，主啊，艾斯特城的一家也带到你的面前，主啊，孩子们必然要来蒙福，哈利路亚。哦，主啊，是的，主，再次的宣告，还有王哲的一家，主也是他的先生也祝福，主啊，还有我有些名字可能想不起来，主啊，我们相信每一个婚姻、每一个家庭都是你所祝福的，哈利路亚 ，Rusty 一家，哈利路亚，这个 Sharon 一家，主啊 ，Mary， 主啊，现在在中国，主啊 ，Mary 班，对，主也是主，大大的来祝福，哈利路亚，主啊，在温迪和凯文，主啊，他的妈妈，主也是主。祝福，还有恩典开放的父母，主啊，我的父母，主啊，你都来大大的来祝福，哈利路亚。哦，主啊，是的，还有 Frank 的母亲，主啊，是的，我们中间想到没想到，我们曾经提名的，我们再次把他带到你的圣的宝座面前，主啊，你亲自来医治我们每一个人的婚姻，也带到你的面前。我们再次说，主啊，我们的婚姻和家庭都要来荣耀你。主啊，是的，主，任何一个婚姻里面有挣扎的，再次把这个挣扎交给你，说再人不能的，再神方式都能，让我们心里面充满了盼望，我们不放弃。主啊，是的，主，我们就是感恩，就是努力，哈利路亚，我们谢谢你，谢谢你，奉主耶稣的名， Amen， Amen， 大家请坐。今天的神感动我有一个题目，就是讲到这个悔改。大家听到悔改这个词会怎么样？因为悔改这个词呢，在中文里面呢，我们会想起很多的事情，所以有时候呢，我们信徒啊，我们基督徒会有一个负面的一些感受。那我不知道大家现在看电影不看电影，可能属灵的人都不看电影，我呢有时候可能也不突然就变得不太属于看看电影，看看这个抗日战争的、共产党和国民党的啊，这个看看那个悔改，就是那个日本人把中国人这个间谍给抓去，最后就说你承认你是不是共产党，或者是不是军统，最后你不承认，现在给你注射这个细菌在那里面看。看那个镜头，好，承认，有的叫死不承认，所以这个悔改不悔改，我们常常跟这种镜头会联系起来啊。有时候我们就是那个军统抓住共产党，对不起啊，那台湾人，军统抓住共产党以后就是是不是共产党，哒哒哒哒就来。Rusty， 欢迎 Rusty 和安娜请上来。我们不管有几个，我们按照神的吩咐呢，我们就来这样的把最好的我们能摆上的来摆上。 So Rusty, we continue to translate. We give our best to the Lord. Give our best to the brothers sisters. So welcome. So today we are preaching on a topic which is repentance.
我们今天讲关于悔改的信息。
Do you like the word repentance?
你喜欢悔改。
OK， 我用中文讲啊。我刚才讲的就是悔改呢，在特别是在我们中国人的这个文化里面呢，哎呀，所以一想到这两个字呢，有一些负面的东西。
So in the Chinese culture, when we think about repentance, it doesn't bring a good meaning.
There's always a negative connotation.但是呢，圣经里面的悔改，等一会我讲这个悔改的真意是什么，大家听了会非常的兴奋。但是我还是。
But when the Bible talks about repentance, I will deliver a little bit more about that. And when you listen to this message, you will feel very excited.
你会很兴奋的去拥抱悔改。
You will very excited to embrace repentance.
那我们讲到一些负面的呢，就是说我们听到这个各种各样，特别是我们在中国的文化大革命期间也是。
So during the Chinese cultural war in the past, there's a lot of negative connotations to repentance.
所以在这个整容的时候呢，就是说坦白从宽，抗拒从严。
So during the cultural war, we will tell them to repent, and then they will give you some kind of freedom in a way.
If you resist.Nothing good will happen. 所以呢，人就会很紧张。
So people get very nervous if you don't repent.
所以我们在中国的时候呢，那时候说有一句话，就是你看报纸的时候呢，你要知道，对你自己来说呢，它讲的是谎话。
So when you read the news, To you is lies. It's all about lies.
你必须知道他这讲的是谎话。
You have to know that all the things written on the news are lies.
但是对别人呢，你必须要相信他是实话。
But to others, you have to believe these are the truth.
所以有时候我们就不知道我们心里面，是这个悔改是要真悔改呢，和悔改什么呢，就搞不清楚。
So people get confused whether they really have to repent. Repent for what? What kind of repentance is that?
明明我里面想的是对的，你又要我悔改。
Even though what I say is true, but you still you want me to repent.
所以就很 confused.
So 很疑惑。
我讲点这个故事啊，就是说这种很好玩的故事啊，就是我曾经认识一个老人家在国内。
So I knew this elderly person in China.
这个人呢，一生充满了传奇。
He's a legendary type of person.
他的这个故事呢，跟这个悔改很有关系。
So his story link closely to repentance.
他在年轻的时候呢，就给在国民党的军队里面呢，在天山那边是骑兵连的连长，就是骑着马打仗的。是的，那时候打俄国，跟俄国就在。
So around the borderline with Russia, he was a soldier. He rides on a horse.
Commander.
He's a commander.
那后来这个新中国一成立呢，他就觉得他要悔改，就要成为一个新中国的，要一个大家庭的一员，要来建设新中国，就从国民党那边呢，就进到共产党这边。
So when China has become a country,
the new government,
so he repent and he became a communist.
因为他才华呢横溢，就是什么都懂，能文能武。
Because he is quite knowledgeable, he can do martial arts and he is also very knowledgeable.
结果后来呢，他的这个在工作上面呢也进步得非常快。
And he, in his career, he has accomplished quite a lot.
结果在58年方幼的时候呢，突然发现他的舅舅在台湾，说他就是里通外国，他是有特务嫌疑。
But in the 1958, during the Cultural War, they found out they have an uncle who lives in Taiwan, so he became a what?
He was a suspected to be a spy.
Oh, this one suspect.
卧底啊，台湾人的卧底。
The spy for Taiwan.
结果他就非常的痛苦。
He became very miserable.
他没想到他他把他的行啊，就是转向这个新中国，把一切再次向念新中国的时候呢，会受到这样的遭遇。
So he didn't know that when he, even though he had poured his heart into the new Chinese government, but that was the kind of the consequence he got later on.
同时呢，有一个女孩子是他的邻居，也有同样的问题出现，就是他的一个亲戚在台湾，也说这个女孩子呢，她也是特务。
So, the same story happened to his neighbor. She's a girl. She also had a relative who lives in Taiwan. So she again suspected to be a spy as well.
所以他们两个人呢，同病相怜，最后就。最后就彼此安慰啊，最后就彼此相爱了。
So, they started to comfort each other because they were facing the same kind of situation. Later on, they fall in love.
那因为他们彼此相爱呢，就更加证明他们两个人真是特务同特务。
Because they fall in love, and it shows. I mean, the evidence will show that they are actually spies for Taiwanese government.
所以最后的结果呢，就是把他放逐到，就是打成右派呢，就是反革命分子呢，就是放逐在甘肃一个很穷的地方，在一个沙漠戈壁地带，劳改。
So the government sent them for the labor camp.So that they were resided in a very remote village in a province of Gansu near the desert.
目的是什么呢？
What was the purpose?
就是要他们悔改。
The purpose was for them to repent.
这个女的呢，最后就是也打成右派，就在兰州的那个山上啊种树。你知道兰州的山都是光秃秃的，她就种树。
So the lady also became a was also.
Anti-revolutionist.
Became an anti-revolutionist. So she was sent to a place called Lanzhou. So she was there to plant trees, but in this particular area, there was not a lot of trees. So it was very barren land.
所以在冬天呢，就会帮着冰块啊去种树，要帮了有个冰块的话呢，种了大概十几年树。
So she has to do carry a lot of ice in the winter and plant trees. So over the 10 years, she planted many trees.
但是呢，她对这个她的男朋友非常的忠心，一直就等待他。
She was very faithful to boyfriend, so she was waiting for him.
所以那时候的人呢，太固执，是不是？所以她就等了他十五年。
So she waited for him for over 15 years.
那后来呢，就收到一封信，说他死了。
Later on, she received a letter saying this person has died.
所以既然死了，那我就不等了，他就再嫁了。
So because he died, so she married someone else.
结果呢，他没有死。
But he didn't die.
那个信是一个错误的信。
But it was a false message.
那后来呢，就是说在。这个劳改的过程里面呢，那时候60年初呢没有吃的，他们就饿得不得了。500人呢，最后死的剩下3个人。
So, there was a famine around 1960, so they didn't have a lot of food to eat. So 500 people, only 3 were alive.
他说那个过程里面呢，因为很饥饿呢，他们在沙漠戈壁里面。找那个 Lisa， 就是那个壁虎啊，就抓住以后就吃。
Because they were so hungry back then, they couldn't find anything to eat, so they were eating lizard from the desert.
他说吃的时候呢，你不敢明目张胆的吃，因为抓住会打，所以呢，你必须要偷偷的吃，活着就把那个 Lisa 的放到嘴里。
Because you cannot eat them in public, so you have to eat in private and then just eat it alive.
Swallow
the whole lizard.
他说这个吃壁虎的时候呢，壁虎是活着的，壁虎也不干，壁虎就在他的嘴里面咬他。
So the lizard was because the lizard was alive, so the lizard will fight back inside his mouth.
The bite inside his mouth. 他就讲到这些故事以后呢，就是最后呢，就把他们送回兰州，因为好多人都死了。
Because most people died, so they were sent back to the place called Lanzhou.
所以最后剩下的三个人就送回兰州。
So the 3 remaining were sent back to Lanzhou.
所以送回兰州的路上呢，另外两个就死掉了，他就是唯一剩下的一个。
So on the way back to Lanzhou, the other two have also died. So he was the only one that was alive.
所以呢，他就讲很多这种故事，讲到这种啊，改变生命被改变的故事。后来呢，就是长话短说吧，他就跟我的表姐做了我表姐的干爹。
So to make the story short, he became my cousin's
godfather.
Godfather.
他为什么呢？因为我舅舅是医院里面的厨师，他住在医院里面，浑身是病。那我舅舅呢，非常的这个人心地很好。
Because my uncle was a chef in the hospital, he was physically quite sick himself, but he has a very good heart.
Mr. Yang, this person I'm talking about, he's very sick in the hospital. My uncle is a chef and saw this, 他就告诉我的表姐说，你给他送饭去，他妹儿妹女，你给他送饭，所以我表姐就给他天天送饭。
So my uncle saw this person was sick in the bed, so my uncle asked his daughter to send food to this person.
那后来呢，因为他妹儿妹女，后来他就说，你能不能做我的干女儿？
Because this person has no son or daughter, so he asked my cousin sister whether she wanted to be his goddaughter.
我忘掉一段很重要的故事，这非常感人的故事。
I forgot a part of the very precious story I read about this.
他送回兰州以后呢，他就想，哎呀，我原来那个女朋友怎么样
？So when he sent back to Lanzhou, he was thinking about his girlfriend.
他说，我相信他可能在嫁，不管是嫁了还是没嫁，我们走的，我还是去看望他些。
He was.Thinking that maybe she's already married, but whether she was married or single, he still wanted to see her.
他就去看她。
So he went to see this lady.
当然，那个 lady 已经嫁了。他就这个姐妹呢，就告诉他说，人家说你死了，所以我就嫁了。
So the woman, of course, she was married back then, and she told him that the message was telling her that he had died, so she got married again.
那他就问这个女的说，那你过去的生活怎么样呢？
So he asked, how was your life back then?
他就告诉他，他是怎么种树啊，这些事情。
So she told him about how she planted trees and all this.
但这个女的呢，就告诉他。他也去，就是要去平房去找他的蛋啊，就说是不是可以平房。
She also was telling him that she wanna go file her files so that she can be
The things can be reversed. When don't come to power, many people 平房了。
So the status, because they were under spy status, so they wanna reverse that.
So right the wrongs.The wrongs are righted. And then 这个女的去找这个 file 呢，她没有她的 file.
So when she went to find her own file, she couldn't find any file on herself.
她说，他们说你不是邮派的，你没有邮派，你不是邮派。
And they told her that, oh, you are not one of them.
你不应该去种树，不应该被打成邮派，你不是邮派。
You shouldn't be sent to plant trees.
那不管是右派还是不是右派，他就当作右派呢，就种了十五年的树。
Whether she was right or left?
Anti-revolutionist.
She was sent to country for 15 years anyway.
Anyway, 就是他不知道要悔改什么东西，因为他本身就不是右派，要悔改什么也搞不清楚。
She didn't know.What was she there for? She doesn't know what to repent for because she doesn't know her sins.
那所以就讲到这些故事的话呢，就是我们想起这个悔改这两个字来，是很难过的一个，就想起来立刻想到就负面的。
So for the Chinese, when we think about repentance, we have a lot of negative feelings around this word.
所以这个老人家杨老师呢，我曾经回去。我每次回去我都会看望他，他给我讲很多的故事。
So every time I will go back to China, I will always pay a visit to this elderly man, and he and she's telling me all the stories.
我记忆最深的是她用一双铁筷子吃饭。
I also remember he used a pair of steel-made chopstick.
我说你为什么用铁筷子吃饭呢？我们都用竹筷子。他说这是我劳改的时候唯一剩下的物件。
I asked him why do you use a steel-made chopstick? Usually we use a wooden-made, like bamboo-made, and he said that's the only thing he has left behind in doing his prison years.
他现在也搞不清楚悔改了什么，没有悔改什么东西，反正妹儿妹就这一辈子，一生的病。
So he till this day he doesn't know what was he there for, what kind of repentance was he paying for, and he left with no sons and daughters, no children, no family.
所以我们家也有一些筷子。
So we also have a steel-made chopstick in our house.
师母喜欢用铁筷子，每一次用铁筷子呢，我就想起这个杨老师。
Every time Susan used that pair of chopstick, it reminded me of him.
不是因为我们喜欢铁筷子，因为师母说呢，这个铁筷子不常细菌。
Not because we like to use the steel-made chopstick, it's because Susan said it doesn't have germs on them.
所以只有客人来的时候我们用木头的筷子不是因为要把细菌给你们而是说没有那么多铁筷子
So when our guests come we give all of you wooden chopsticks not because we want you to get sick it's because we don't have enough steel made
anyway 对就是讲到这个悔改所以其实真正的这个圣经里面的悔改的意思是什么意思
But what is the true meaning of repentance according to the Bible?
那我们看看这个马可福音第一章十五节。
So Mark chapter 1, I have my cheat sheet.
(clears throat) 十五章呢，就说一开始。在耶稣出场之前呢，慈禧约翰就出来讲悔改的道。
So before Jesus come, Baptist John has come forward to talk about repentance.
那当耶稣受洗以后开始传福音的时候呢，他也讲悔改。
So after Jesus got baptized, he again talked about repentance.
那十五节他怎么讲呢
？So Mark chapter 1, verse 15, what did he say about repentance?
他就说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
He said, the time has come, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
你看了这段话的时候，大概每一句话字都认得，但是不太明白是什么意思。
So even though most people know,every single word on this verse, but many people do not understand.
日期满了。
What does it mean by the time has come?
这四个字你肯定认得。
You know how to read all of these words?
但是你觉得这个意思讲得不太清楚。
Do you know the meaning of that?
神的国近。
The kingdom of God is near.
这五个字你也认得。
And you know these words?
它是什么意思？神
的国近。What does it mean?
你们当悔改
Repent and believe
信福音
Believe the good news
而这些字都非常简单都认
Very simple words
但是呢它的意义当神把这个意义来耶稣把这个意义真的来传达给大家的时候你会发现哇这神带来的就是什么带来的悔改就是一个生命极大的一个正面的改变。
Very simple words, but the power behind these words are that Jesus has come to bring the power, good news to
change, change our lives.
Change
那我们这一段经文，我们暂时放在这里，我们再看看《路加福音》第三章一些平行的经文。
And also on Luke chapter 3.
这里讲到呢，当时在一个特定的时候呢，慈禧约翰就出场。
It talks about when John came.
他 他第三节，他就来到约旦河一带的地方，全景悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。正如先知以赛亚书上所记的话说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。大家可以你可以读一下英文。
Verse 3, he went into all the country around Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of the one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight path for him.
一切山崖都要填满，大小山冈都要削平，弯弯曲曲的地方要改为正直，高高低低的道路要改为平坦。凡有血气的都要见神的救恩。
Every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hills made low. The crooked roads shall become straight and rough ways smooth. And all people will see God's salvation.
约翰对那出来要受他洗的众人说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath?
你们要借出果子来与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father.For I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham.
现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。众人问他说，这样我们当做什么呢？
The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What should we do then? The crowd asked.
约翰回答说，有两件衣裳的就奉给那没有的，有食物的也当这样洗。
John answered, anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none, and anyone who has two should do the same.
又有税吏来要受洗，问他说，夫子，我们当做什么呢？
Even the tax collectors came in to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what shall we do?
约翰说，除了立定的数目不要夺取。又有兵丁问他说，我们当做什么呢？约翰说，不要以钱报代人，也不要讹诈人，自己有钱粮就当知足。
Don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them. Then some soldier asked him, what shall we do? He replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay.
十五节，百姓指望基督来的时候，仍读新历、猜疑，或者约翰就是基督。约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位能力比我更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带也不配，他用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come. The straps of those sandals are not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。约翰又有许多别的话劝百姓向他们传福音。
His fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And with many other words, John exhorted the people and proclaimed the good news to them.
我不知道你读到这段经文的时候是怎么一个感触。
How do you feel when you read this verse?
我刚读到这段经文的时候，我觉得约翰，实际约翰太凶了。
So when I read about it, I found John was very firm.
It's like
fierce.
他在骂人。
He's actually scolding people.
我当时就是这样一个想法，我明读到这里，我就觉得他在骂人。
So when I read about this, I found he is like actually like scolding people.
他就说你就是毒蛇的种类了，谁要你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
He's telling him about the brood of vipers.
他也说 要圣灵的火给你们慈禧。完了以后呢，他拿手里的簸箕要扬进他的城，把麦子收在仓里，把坑永不灭的火烧尽。
So when he talked about later on, he said, the one will come will baptize you with water, I mean, his Holy Spirit and fire. He will always also burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
所以我想到这些先知呢，我有点怕。
So when I think about this kind of prophets, I have fear.
想到耶稣，我觉得还好一些。
When I think about Jesus, I feel fine.
我觉得耶稣只是骂法利赛人。
Because Jesus was only scolding to the Pharisees.
他不太骂罪人。
He doesn't really do a lot to the sinners.
其实耶稣也蛮凶的。
But actually, Jesus is quite firm as well.
所以记得我第一次到堪萨斯碰到一些先知的时候。
So when I first went to Kansas, I met some prophets.
那些先知呢，那就是那个白人的那个眼睛。很锐利。
So you know the prophets are Caucasians and they have very sharp eyes.
你知道中国人的眼睛呢，好多时候看起来好像就是说没有他们那个洋人的眼睛呢，看起来像鹰的眼睛一样。
Oh, I found the Caucasian they have the eyes like eagle, not like Chinese eyes.
那这个先知呢，比别的白人还那个鹰的眼睛，他眼睛一看见就得两道光，好像带鹰的眼睛。
I found those prophets, they have even sharper eyes than the eagles.
我记得很清楚，那时候我怕这些先知。
I remember that I used to fear a lot, fear this kind of prophets.
我说今天这个先知到我的教室里面来，把我的什么罪要都露出来。
I have a fear that the prophet will come into my classroom and then telling people about my sins.
我觉得慈禧约翰也就是这样，我那时候的看法就是这样。
So I think John is also similar.
那后来接着越来越认识主，越来越经历神的时候呢，这个读这段圣经呢有很大的变化。
So the more I know about Jesus Christ, the more I experience Him, this passage has become different for me.
其实悔改这个词在原本希腊文里面呢，主要讲的是。
So in the word repentance in the Bible mainly is about change.
那个词是 metanoia， 前面一个词 meta 就是 change， 后面 noia 就是心思意念，就是要改变你的想法。
So metanoia, so the first is change. The letter is about your heart and your mind. Change your heart and your mind.
也有这种成分，就是要悔，内心里面有一种后悔。但是更重要的强调的呢，要产生一种改变，思想上的改变。
It is about repentance, but it's also more important is about the change of your heart and your mind.
当然，我们现在讲到这个改变，我们世界上常常在讲改变。You are going to make a difference.
So in our secular world, we talk a lot about changes.Verses like that, like, you're gonna change your world. 你会改变这个世界。
所以，我们年轻人呢，都教导他们要 make a difference， 就是要改变世界。
So to the young people, we also telling them, you have to make a change to the world.
所以，谁都要改变世界。最后不知道是改坏改好，但是改好自己不清楚。
So everyone wants to change the world, so we don't know whether we change it for better or for worse.
圣经里面讲的这个悔改呢，就说要最终的目的是什么呢？最终的目的究竟是什么？我想提出这个问题。
So what is the ultimate goal for the Bible when he telling you to repent?
那这里讲到的就是说你毒蛇的种类，你如果听在这里的话呢，你的思想如果听在这里的话，这是很不舒服的一件事情。
So when you focus your mind on the particular verse, your book.
所以我们在生活里面呢，当听到一句话的时候，我们怎么样反应，这是非常重要。
So it is very important how we react when we listen to a verse or a saying to you.
当你听到别人说你是毒蛇的种类
，When you hear that,
肯定不高兴。
People telling you you are the broken vipers, you probably don't feel good about that.
那事实上呢，慈禧约翰讲这个的目的呢，他要把人带向哪里？带向耶稣。 慈禧月上来唯一的目的就是要为耶稣开道路，让人能认得耶稣，要认得救恩。
So, but John has come and saying this verse so that people will repent and turn to Jesus Christ. So he was there to make every path straight for the Jesus Christ.
所以当我们听到这个毒蛇的种类的时候呢，事实上亚当的子孙都是毒蛇的种类。
In fact, all the descendants of Adam are brood vipers.
因为当亚当把权柄交给撒旦的时候呢，他听谁的话，就谁就在指使他，所以这个世界呢成为这么败坏，是真的是毒蛇的种类。原文里面的是毒蛇的蛇的子孙。
So, when Adam has given his authority to Satan, he has become the descendant of the vipers, the snakes.
那在我们听起来是不舒服的，但是你仔细想的时候，就是我们真正的认识真理的时候呢，它是完全正确的一件事，一句话。
So, you might not feel good when you listen to this kind of sayings about you being a descendant of snakes, but it's the truth that because Adam sinned, so we become the sinners.
我曾经传福音给一个人，他说我做好人，但是我不信耶稣。
I used to tell a person about the good news of about the gospel. He said, I'm doing good things, but I don't want to believe.
他说我想做一个好人，就是不信耶稣也可以。
I want to be a good person, but I don't want to believe in Jesus.
我就挑战他，我说你真的想做好人吗？
I was challenging him. Do you really want to become a good person?
他不敢回答我这个问题。
He dare to answer my question.
因为为什么？每一个人当面对自己的内心的时候呢，就知道他做不出来，想做的都做不出来。
Because every person, when you face your own conscience, you will know that you cannot do good.
必须，我们必须要来重生。
We have to reborn.
必须要真正的来悔改。
We have to repent.
这种悔改就是不是那种我感受很坏啊，我就是说你是不是要吓唬我啊？我是毒蛇的种类，你为什么说我是毒蛇的种类？我要来辩解。
It's not a feeling that you have this kind of resistance when I say you have to repent. Then, oh, am I a sinner? I don't want to repent. What am I repenting for?
我觉得我们现在的这种西方的教育呢，让孩子们都学习。不能接受任何负面的指责，也就是说他这个东西做错了，我的老师都是说我很好很好很好，你就说我不好。
So in the Western education, we always emphasize on the good on the children. So we'll say, oh, you're doing a good job. But if as a parent, if I say, oh, you're doing wrong, the children will resist saying, oh, my teacher's telling me I was doing a good job.
所以就是我们不习惯于接受别人负面的一些指正。
So, when people, we do not used to receive criticism from others.
我唯一碰到有一个人，他很情愿接受指正的。
The only person I knew that he likes to be corrected.
可能大家都是，但是我没有问过大家。
Maybe some of all of you are, but I didn't ask any of you here.
这就是我们的老牧师这个 Bob Birch.
So that person is my is an old pastor, Pastor Bob Birch.
别人说他坏话做什么的时候，他就说，这都是与我有益。
So every time people said that, oh, you did this wrong, then you sin, and he always said, oh, yeah, this is good for my soul, good for me.
就是他觉得别人指出他的错来，污蔑他也是对他有益处。他会真的珍惜。
So he every time he got correction from others, he will think that it is good for him.
我在刚信主的时候也是这样想。
So when I first a new believer, I was thinking the same.
但是后来做了牧师呢，有时候不太这样想。
But when I become a pastor, I slowly not feeling the same way.
我需要更多的悔改。
I need more repentance.
因为你有时候感觉到别人不尊重你。
Because sometimes you feel that the person may not pay respect, may not respect you.
所以呢，人很奇怪的，就是我们回到当初的这样一个信仰里面呢，就是说真的，我们要接受这样一个真实的情况。
So we have to return to the original. So we have to admit our condition, like the truth of.
Yeah, face the reality.
Face the reality.
但是这个并不是福音的重点，只是一个开始。
But this is not the most important part of the gospel. It's just a beginning.
所以约翰讲的怎么呢？在旷野有肉是真实行的时候，预备主的道，修直他的路，大声叫，刚都要血拼，目的是什么呢？他说，凡有血气的都要降神的救恩。
So the word of Isaiah was saying, a voice is calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Why is that? Because they want people to see God's salvation.
这真正的救恩这是目的。
So the salvation is the ultimate goal.
指出我们是独生的种类，这是一个开始。
So when we pointed out that we are the descendants of the snakes, it's just the beginning.
当然下面呢，施洗约翰就讲到那些人问他要做什么，就是要做出行为上真实的改变。
So when these people were asking John about what should we do, and his answer was about the change of your actions.
所以有两件衣裳的呢，就分给了没有的。
So if you have two shirts, then share one with the one who has none.
所以回家你赶紧看看你多少件衣服啊。
So、go home and check how many shirts you have.
有一些你赶紧送个 Big Brother。
So some of them you may pack and send it away to Big Brothers.
当然，我们捡的时候不是说你一定要把所有的衣服给人。这个精神就是那时候的人呢，有两件褂子的，就是相当经济条件相当不错的。
So during this passage when it was written, so people will have two shirts are quite wealthy.
所以呢，我们在座的人都是财主。
So all of you are wealthy people.
我们都是财主。那时候有两件褂子的人，真的就是富有的人。
So back then, if you are too short, you are very rich.
在我小时候的小时候，我常常穿我哥哥穿剩的衣服，那已经很不错了。
So when I was small, I always wear my big brother's shirt. It was quite good back then.
我们在中国有一个省份，有一个地方呢，就是他们一家人只有一件衣服，谁出门谁穿衣服。
So in a very remote place in China, there's a They only have one shirt per family, so whoever goes out the door will wear that shirt.
那所以呢，就是圣经里面这个讲的呢，就是这个有两件褂子，就是你是蛮富有的，你要分给别人啊，分给别人，这别人好多人都没衣服穿，对不对
？So the passage was saying that if you're rich, if you have more, then you share with others.
当然，今天我们也应该这样做，去帮助穷人。
So even nowadays, we have to do the same. We have to help the poor.
我记得讲个笑话。有一次我去一个营会呢，有一个弟兄呢，他穿的衣服很少，这个他就发抖。
So I went to a camp, and then this brother did not wear a lot of clothes, so he was very cold.
他呢很幽默，这个年轻人。
But he was a funny guy.
他说我没有。我说你为什么穿那么多穿这件衣服、啊、
I asked him why didn't you wear more.
他说圣经里面讲了，你有两件褂子的，就给我一件褂子。
But he said, oh, the Bible says you have two shirts, you should give me one.
所以神把这个考验放在你面前。
So God gave me the challenge.
我呢也跟他讲，我说圣经上讲的，经过受苦的人就得以完全，所以你就多受点苦吧。
So I told him the Bible also said if you go through
suffering,
you will become complete. You should go through the suffering.
Anyway, 就是这是笑话。
It's just
但是就是我们的行为上真的要有改变，重在改变。
But we have to focus on actions. Our action has to be changed.
但是这种行为上的改变，我们扪心自问，我们能改变多少
？But ask yourself how much change can you?
我们中国有句话是“江山易改，本性难移”，对不对
？So there's an old saying in Chinese verse, even the mountains can be changed, but you cannot be changed.
Human nature is difficult to change. 还有另外一句话，中国人不文雅的话是“狗改不了吃屎”。
So So also I'm saying that in Chinese, like, it's hard, it's not impossible for a dog to turn away from his
human.
Yeah, basically saying that it's quite impossible for human nature to change.
那狗改不了吃屎，我们说中国人的这个父母呢改不了骂儿女。
So the Chinese parents will, it's very hard for them to stop yelling at their children.
是是，这讲到就是我们有些行为啊，我们过去像这个亲子教育啊，好多人都很喜欢。
So in the past we have talks about like how to raise kids. A lot of people like that.
后来呢，他们发现没用处。
But a lot of people find doesn't help at all.
为什么
？Why？
因为中国的父母改不了骂儿女。
Chinese parents cannot stop yelling.
我不能用那句负面的话，狗改不了吃屎，就是中国的父母呢改不了骂儿女。
The Chinese parents cannot be changed.
他需要什么呢
？What do we need then?
哦，需要的是救恩。
So we need salvation.
所以呢，就是后面最终呢讲的就是这个第几节？第十八节说什么？向他们传福音。
So on the verse 8 it says, proclaim the good news to them.
那什么福音？就是耶稣来了， what's、耶稣要来担当你的罪。
So what's the good news? Is Jesus has come.
担当你的罪，而且把圣灵要赐给你。
To give you the Holy Spirit to be.
把能力要赐给你。
Give you power.
你过去那些捆绑都要断除啊。
All the burdens you have will be cut off.
这种改变是从里到外出来的。
So the change comes from within.
而且是从天上来的。
And it's from above.
你像在这个十七节特别的讲到，就是说他要严禁他的帐篷，麦子收在仓里，糠用不灭的火烧尽。
So on verse 17 it says his fort is in his hand to clear his threshing floor.
要把严禁集中在把那个糠烧尽那个地方。
So where the chaff was unquenchable.
哦，也是这个生态型的 ，unquenchable fire， 要把那个烧掉。
Don't focus on that because you think, oh God is so fierce that he's gonna burn it with unquenchable fire.
你要把眼睛看在那个麦子收到仓里。
You have to focus your eyes on the first part.
你今天要改变的思想呢？我们要改变的思想呢，就是今天不要把我们放在那个糠的那一堆里。